You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which hopes to make your life a little bit easier. We do that every single day. Well, every single day that the market is open, at any rate. It's Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Jayant Manglik of Religare Broking, and this is the list of stock recommendations that he gave us for today. And let's run through that list very quickly. Axis Bank Limited has a buy call. Target 680 rupees, 680. Stop loss 640 rupees, 640. Return of 3.8%. Pidilite Industries has a buy call as well. Target of 1,200 rupees. Stop loss 1,090 rupees, that is 1,090. Return of 6.2%. And Godrej Industries has a sell call with a target of 500 rupees. Stop loss 545 rupees. Return of 6.4%. We'll return to the recent biographies of those stocks, as it were, in just a little while, but let's find out what Jayant has to say about the recent trends on the Lal Street. Markets continued their consolidation phase for yet another week. Firm Global Q's led positive start, which further strengthened in the next two sessions with noticeable buying in select index majors, mainly from banking and FMCG packs. But upside remained capped as participants preferred to book profit ahead of the beginning of earnings season. In the last two sessions, pressure intensified, citing not-so-encouraging TCS results and mixed global markets amid. So at the end of the day's trade yesterday, Nifty 50 ended down 57.35 points, or 0.53% down, to close at 10,737.6. The belief is that the prevailing earnings season could provide the trigger for next directional move as cues are mixed from the global front. Nifty has been hovering in a range and it's now nearing its breakout. If it manages to cross 10,950, on the upside, the next target would be 11,100. On the downside, breakdown below 10,700 would push the Nifty towards 10,500. Meanwhile, stocks are trading volatile and will remain so. Thus, the advice from Religare Broking and Jayant Manglik is to maintain positions on both sides and keep leveraged positions hedged. Returning to those stocks, we start things off with Axis Bank, which has a buy call. Axis Bank has been trading in a broader consolidation range for the last 4 years and looking all set for a breakout from the same now. The chart pattern and positioning of confirmation indicators are adding to the positivity. The advice from Religare Broking, therefore, is to initiate fresh longs on Axis Bank within 650 to 655 range. It closed at 659.2 yesterday on the 14th of January. Then we have Pidilite Industries with a buy call. Target we're looking at is 1,200. After making a new record high, Pidilite Industries witnessed marginal correction and consolidated around the support zone of 100 EMA on the daily chart. It spent nearly 3 weeks around that zone and witnessed a fresh surge yesterday. All indications are in the favor of a strong up move in the near future. The suggestion is to accumulate fresh longs in Pidilite Industries as per the mentioned zone of 1,120 to 1,130 rupees. It closed at 1,134.65 yesterday in the market. And finally, we have Godrej Industries Limited with a sell call. Godrej rebounded sharply after testing its monthly support zone around 460 rupees and made a high around 561 rupees. It has been hovering around that zone for the last 1 month after its failed attempts to sustain above the hurdle of 200 EMA on the daily chart. The movement of the last two sessions indicates a breakdown. The advice from Religare Broking, therefore, is to create shorts in the given range of 529 to 534 rupees. It closed at 525 rupees 60 paise on the 14th of January. Those names one last time. Axis Bank with a buy call, target 680, stop loss 640, return 3.8%. Pidilite Industries with a buy call, target 1200, stop loss 1090, return 6.2%. And Godrej Industries with a sell call, target 500, stop loss 545, return of 6.4%. Well, those are the big stories out of the Lal Street yesterday, and those are the trends that have been set up on the Lal Street yesterday, which dictated the choices made by Jayant Manglik from Religare Broking on today's Stock Picks of the Day. Some of these names hopefully will come to your mind as you're trying to make some decisions over the course of the trading day. Here's wishing you all a fantastic day at the markets, and I'll of course see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street, or indeed any other podcast that you might want to listen to. I'm like Genie, just press on something and I will pop up. Wherever you're getting your podcast from, there are plenty of platforms you can get your podcast from. Apple Podcasts is one of them, Castbox is another, and I could go on like that, but I don't want to give you more choices to make your life more difficult than it already is. I'll stop right there with the promise that I'll return in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. This is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.